Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Maid franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Maid Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We will cover the history of the business and share insights on the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that is yours for the taking.
Welcome to the Molly Maid Canada podcast. I am your host, Fiona Stein. On today's episode, Maura O'Donnell and Fred Engelhardt join us. They are long-term franchise partners who have owned three different Molly Maid franchises in New Brunswick. Maura and Fred received the most prestigious award at Molly Maid, the Chairman's Award. The award is presented to a franchisee who has, throughout their career with Molly Maid, made a significant contribution to the growth of the system and the brand. There have only been two other recipients of this very prestigious award in Molly Maid Canada's over 40-year history. Please join me in welcoming our newest members to this very exclusive club, Maura and Fred. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for that introduction.
It's our pleasure.
So to get us started, when did you first join Molly Maid?
I joined back in 2002, and I guess I was looking at the time, I was just looking to do something for myself. I had worked for other people all my life, making big money for somebody else, I guess. And so I was just looking for something, a business I could do for me at that time. And a friend of mine told me that she had heard that Molly Maid was for sale. And I just happened to know the girl who was selling Molly Maid at the time. That was a previous franchise owner. And so we connected, and the rest is history.
And I guess 2 years later, I followed suit. I went to a convention with Moira, and my employer of 34 years had just gone bankrupt, an American firm I had given my whole life to, and I was without a job. I found out St. John, New Brunswick was available, and it was the best day of my life when I bought that franchise. And That's awesome. Amalgamated, and Moira and I operated St. John and Fredericton. And subsequently, we saw an opportunity to go into the Moncton area, and we ran three franchises for a period of time.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And it was the best thing we ever did in our life. There was no more bankruptcy and lot losing a job.
Yeah, I guess it provided you that security, right?
Yes.
So what did you do then? Or can you explain to us, how did you receive the Chairman's Award?
A number of things, I guess. Actually, we were quite shocked we received the Chairman's Award. These were things that we just carry on with business and do the best we can every day. But the main thing, and as Fred always says, we never refuse a clean, and we'll always find a way to get it done, always. And that's been our motto since day one, basically.
So that means you really have that drive and ambition to really grow the business and make sure your customers are happy and your teams are making lots of money. So that's awesome. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's not just us. It is the teams. The teams are Molly Maid. It's the teams that do the work. And so happy teams and happy franchise owners, I guess. That was one of the things.
Another thing we certainly believe in to this day is staff retention. We decided early on to be successful in this business. Staff retention was the secret to success. If you're training new employees all the time, basically you're just meeting yourself one day after the other, never really getting ahead. And I think maybe some of the new franchise owners could learn from those words. Moira and I have had a great staff retention record, and it just certainly pays such huge dividends.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, of course, you know, the team management, personnel management in general is probably the most challenging, you know, aspect of our business.
For sure.
So I guess, you know, you have done so many things throughout your history and career with Molly Maid. That have made you so successful. And, you know, if you don't have the people to complete the cleans and the team members, then you're never going to be able to grow the business. So I hear what you're saying, and seeing how important that is, and identifying that aspect of our of the operation, and being able to really go at it 100% and give it your, you know, your best efforts, then that's probably how you've been managed to be so successful. And it's great that you are identifying this for other potential interested parties to say, okay, if this is something you want to do, then you're really going to have to focus on making sure your teams are happy and satisfied to make sure that they stay long-term.
Yes, absolutely. Something else that we have done to Ernest's great honor is that we have grown the business to as our most recent average sales per week is 30,000 a week. And that's for a small city the size of Fredericton. That's I think it's, we've done pretty well with that.
Oh, I would say so.
Yeah. And we've also been able to achieve one of the highest market penetration rates in the entire system, exceeding 2%. And that is providing service to 2% of the households in the city of Fredericton.
Yes, that is exceptional. Truly amazing. And, you know, you definitely are in high regard by us here at Support Office, and certainly all of the franchisees across Canada, for sure. They all strive to achieve those results.
We've also reached the $1 million club once back, I believe, in 2011 and more recently, 2021. And despite the fact that, you know, we've had a few setbacks with COVID, setbacks with government issues way back in the early years, and a lot of ups and downs. But we finally, we've grown to, this is the highest level we've ever reached. With Molly Bay Fredericton.
Which is incredible, considering, you're right, like right now with COVID and all of the things that are happening with the world, you know, that you're able to continue to grow the business and be successful. I mean, that speaks volumes, you know, to your ability to operate and manage and run a successful business and franchise. So yeah, that's incredible for sure. So is there anything else that you would like to share with someone who is interested in a Molly Mae franchise?
Well, definitely as a husband and wife team, it certainly makes operating the franchise so much easier. We have a full-time manager who's been with us, God knows, 30 years today. And I guess... many hands make light work. And in our office, I do so much that Moira and Kathleen can't do. And Moira does so many things that I can't do and Kathleen can't do. And of course, with the customer contacts through our manager, Kathleen, that's something she can do that we can't do. So I guess what the way I'll sum it up is many hands make light work in this office, and there's no burnout. We all do our own what we're good at, and it certainly works and pays dividends.
That's great, Fred. So let me ask you this. If someone was coming into the franchise, right, and starting out, and let's say it was a husband-wife team, but one of them decided that they were going to continue working because the franchise wasn't big enough to afford them to have, you know, only, you know, one salary. So, you know, I could afford them to be able to manage their lifestyle with the one salary coming from the franchise, but one would continue working. Would you say then at that point, you know, you would continue to grow the business, but then you could have a plan where maybe the husband helped where he could, or the wife, depending who ran it, and then the business could get to a certain point and then they could then, you know, build the business together and then one could join the other? Like, do you see that as a possibility then?
Yeah, and I think that happens within our business. I mean, there's franchises out there that bought it with four routes and now they have 11, 12, 13 routes, and they see where their husband can join
me,
the wife, and makes for a better operation. This morning, we have 11 vehicles on the road, and for one person to administer all that is just too much. So once you set your goals and you get to that stage where you can afford to hire a full-time manager, and then maybe one of the partners can leave their job and come full-time, I just can't say enough good things about that situation.
Yeah, and
have a team.
And also, by hiring the full-time manager who's been with you for 30 years, incredible. So I guess that also affords you the luxury of being able to take vacation.
Absolutely.
And being away from the business when
Absolutely.
You want to.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a good point. And it's a must. There is burnout with operating any business. And you've got to have your vacations where you can reset and come back motivated then. That's where Molly Maid head office plays a big role with the conventions that we've had in the past and the seminars that we had twice a year. You always left so motivated, and you went back and put your nose to the grindstone and practiced everything that you picked up at those meetings, and you saw the results. You definitely did.
Well, that's great. And you know what? I think for anyone listening who's interested in an opportunity with Molly Maid, you know, they can see the potential of what's out there and what's the possibilities are based on everything you've shared with us. So I really would like to thank you so much for joining us today, Mara and Fett. We really appreciate hearing from such successful franchise partners who have accomplished so much. I understand you're in the process of selling your franchise and retiring. So we do wish you good health, happiness, and success on your new life, on your new journey in life.
Thank you very much, Fiona.
Thank you very much, Fiona.
And thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.